the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Friday, which means we are joined in the studio by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo for Casual Friday. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey.
But you want to call the show something special today, don't you?
Yes, I want to call this Make Adele Happy Friday Show.
Yes. So in that spirit, we will talk about nothing other than Monsanto, and I will rant for the entire 2 hours.
Monsanto all day today. Just for you, Adele.
Just kidding. Don't turn the radio off, Adele. We're just kidding. Anyway, but yeah, that was a cute email exchange between you and Adele.
Yes.
And you know, I take a lot of his criticism very seriously, because one thing I've learned about Adele is he's very, very balanced. He has no agenda other than just getting to the facts. Mm-hmm. And he's always said that he didn't like my ranting on Casual Friday. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And because he's a man of science, there's no ranting in science. You're either right or you're wrong. You don't, talking louder doesn't make you righter, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But in my world, it does, Adele. So that's the way it works here. Anyway.
So,
okay.
You want to talk about the Quest bars?
First, yes. You know what? I have to talk about this. So we were at the gym the other day training, and we did something we normally don't do.
We were out of protein powder.
Yes, we're waiting for protein powder. It's amazing how we become dependent on that, especially for post-workout nutrition. And there's one of those cafes in our gym that serves, what do they call them?
Smoothies and
yeah.
Protein shakes.
Protein shakes and smoothies. Thank you. I couldn't get the word smoothie out.
Uh-huh.
And so we were like, okay, let's just go get a couple smoothies. So we go get these smoothies.
Protein shakes.
Well, they were smooth, but mine had banana and peanut butter in it. That's a smoothie, isn't it?
He calls it a protein shake.
Okay. So Elisa says, why don't you have Quest protein bars here?
He had some bars. They were called Victory bars.
No, well, then he said, I don't have to have, I have something better. I have the Victory bar, he said.
And the Victory bar is made by Oh Yeah.
Right. And so he goes, these are so much better than the Quest bars. He goes, these are, oh, you got to check them out. So first thing he does, he hands us a bar and he goes, look how soft it is. And it just literally, when you're holding it there, it just starts to droop on its own. And he goes, these are so much better. So we were like, let's check them out. So we bought three different flavors, the vanilla almond, the fudge, and the cookie dough.
Chocolate cookie dough,
yeah,
which is my favorite Quest bar
right
now.
I open up the vanilla almond on the way out, and it, first of all, has no scent whatsoever, has no smell at all. It's like styrofoam. It smells like styrofoam. I'm thinking, where's the – because, you know, the Quest bar has that almondy vanilla. It almost smells like a Mary Jane or a bit of honey. You know what I mean?
And they actually have bits of almond in Quest bars.
Well, it's made with almonds. I mean, it's made with ground up. So I take a bite of it. I can't taste anything.
It's like cardboard.
It has no flavor.
Mm-hmm.
They should have never named that bar the Victory Bar. They should have named it the Loser Bar, as Elisa pointed out. There's a better name for it.
Loser.
The Loser Bar. Well, then you ate the cookie dough bar, right?
It was awful. There was no taste to it. There's no comparison.
The guy's going, yeah, but this has 20 grams of fiber instead of 18. Like, big deal. It tastes like crap. How can people eat those?
They've never had a Quest bar.
Well, and that's what I'm going to say to him. When I go back to the gym, I'm going to say, what's his name? You know his first name. No?
I don't remember.
Okay. But I'm going to say to him, let me ask you a question. Tell me the truth. Have you ever really tasted a Quest bar? Because I can't believe he has.
No, better yet, bring one. Bring a cookie dough with you.
I'm going to bring him a cookie dough bar. I'm going to say, I'll pay for this this Victory bar. Open them up side by side. Let's see which one tastes better.
That's a great idea.
I can't believe – here's what I think. For some reason, he either can't get them, he doesn't want to spend the money on them or something like that, and so he wants to sell the Oh Yeah bar, because the Oh Yeah Victory bar tastes like crap.
So don't
save
buy them.
Save your money.
Save your money. Buy the Quest bars.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Okay, so I was reading the paper on Sunday. There's a local guy who his family took him on a vacation. They were on a cruise, and I guess he just graduated from a local Catholic school. He was a football player. And this couple walks up and tells the mother that they're agents. They do modeling agency, and they wanted to sign up her son.
And this was legit. They weren't like... They weren't trying to get him into porn without him realizing it.
They were legitimately agents. So they signed him. They were out of Columbus, Ohio. The parents lived here with their children. They signed him. They took him to New York, and they took him to all of the major modeling houses, and everybody wanted to sign this kid up.
Right.
But there was one caveat to that.
Only one problem he had. He's ready for the camera, they said, except for one thing. What was that one thing?
He had too much muscle on his body, and he could do catalog, but he could not do runway with that much muscle. And so the kid has worked for 4 years playing football to put this muscle on, and he's now trying to get off muscle. He's gotten off 15 pounds of muscle, and he's still trying to get more because he's still not.
He had to stop working out completely. Just become an unhealthy person so that he could be a model.
Mm-hmm.
How disgusting is that?
Isn't that something?
Well, and it's the same thing with women. So that we always talk about how they make the women look so emaciated and waif-like. Well, guess what? They do the same thing to the guys.
It's awful.
What website were we looking at this week that had pictures of models' bodies saying, how do they do it? How do they stay so fit and slim?
Well, they were talking about women in their 40s and above, and how do they stay so fit and slim? And these women were...
They look disgusting. I'm serious. I'm not being mean. There was some of the one. What was that one? Bunchen? Was she
Giselle. Giselle, she's beautiful.
She's pretty in the face, but she didn't look good in that picture.
Mm-mm.
I mean, so many of them, and I don't remember their names. There was an Italian model that looked smoking.
Yeah, she had muscle on her body.
And she had hips, and she had curves, and she looked good.
She had a ghetto booty.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, we'll talk about that in a minute.
We'll talk about that later.
But you know what? Most of the models that they had in that thing that they were raving about, like, how does she do it? They looked like they were, like, they just got out of a concentration camp. And the worst part was they all had these lower tummies that were distended. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, below the navel, they had, like, this little pooch going on.
Yes.
It was really gross.
Okay, so I was talking to a guy yesterday who is a local chiropractor, and he was telling me that he did some advertising to get patients in the door. He's got a wellness center.
It's a local spotlight show that they call Something Louisville. Would you know what the name of it is? But it's a local spotlight show where they have local people can pay to get on and talk about their products and services in hopes that the people in the audience will take advantage of some sort of special deal, like a coupon. It's almost like...
It's like a Groupon.
It's like Groupon on TV is what
yes.
it is, but for local services only.
So this guy has a wellness center. He had 7 people sign up. There's another local doctor's office that's got a wellness center within the practice, and they had 10 people sign
up. From one interview. So each of them did an interview. They had 7 people and 10 people sign up. And then...
The Lonnie's Hot Dogs.
Lonnie's Hot Dogs does a segment.
And they had over 360 people sign up.
Now think about that. 360 people took the offer for the hot dogs, 7 people for one and 10 people for the other.
That were wellness centers.
Took the offer for the wellness center. Is there any reason, any wonder why there's so many people that are sick out there? Lonnie's Hot Dogs? I mean, no offense to Lonnie, whoever he is, but hot dogs, really? That's amazing to me.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Anyway, that's mind-boggling. So Lonnie's Hot Dogs wins, and that's sad. That's a sad story. What do you want to talk about? We could take an early break.
No, I want to talk about the Beyonce thing. There's been some controversy about Beyonce, and especially in light of the Pepsi, who we talked about this last week, that Pepsi has the
higher levels of carcinogens
from the caramel coloring, and they're saying now that that Beyonce is a representative of Pepsi and that she shouldn't represent Pepsi in light of the fact that she just recently was with Michelle Obama's get fit, get moving. Let's move campaign.
Right. And so I was reading the article. She did an interview with Flaunt, I guess, which is either a magazine or a website. I'm not sure. And I was reading the interview, and they said, you know, people are critical of you because you're participating in this Pepsi campaign, and doesn't it contradict your efforts to, and your philanthropic efforts to help people and children against obesity? And she points out that, you know, look, I train hard, and I exercise, and I eat right. And so if I want a Pepsi once in a while, it's okay. It's all about choice.
When I want one, she said.
Yeah, when I want one. She doesn't. I bet she doesn't drink one every day. I'm willing to bet that. But the point being is, I guess when, I mean, and I get heat about this all the time, right? Look, I'm a little schmuck on this show. And I just got an email from some girl who said that she's not going to recommend the show to anymore because we have Iron Mag Labs as a sponsor and that stuff is no good. Kids are going to use it. It's like she's a major, I mean, she reaches millions of people with her music and her imagery, and she's promoting something that clearly has a problem with it, Pepsi. Okay. So why shouldn't people expect her to change her position on it?
Well, what about the email you got not too long ago about using products that don't have natural?
Yeah, and we got rid of a couple of advertisers as a result of it, quite frankly. You know, one of them, I don't want to say who it was, out on the West Coast, wanted to renew, and we said no, because they just, you know, some of the products just aren't up to snuff, so to speak.
Not in line with our message.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to bring somebody aboard someday that has something that I won't use. Because there's a lot of people in my audience that use things that I don't use. So I can't force the audience to do what I do. I have to be a little bit more lenient about it. You know, I try to toe the line as much. But I think I don't think I would ever promote Pepsi. If Pepsi came to me and said, hey, we'll pay three times as much for a spot as any other advertiser, and we'll give you a one-year contract and we'll pay you all up front, I would say I can't take the money. Because I have to draw the line somewhere, I guess is my point. And I wouldn't advertise Pepsi on the show.
She's getting paid $50 million.
I don't know. That's a hard number to turn down, isn't it? $50 million?
Yeah.
I guess I'd come out and say to the audience, look, I'm getting $50 million for this. Don't drink Pepsi, but they're going to be an advertiser. I guess that's what I would say. You know? I mean, $50 million is a lot of money. So there you go. All right. Anyway, but I don't know. I have a hard time making a decision on how to feel about her promoting the product. She's not a health person. She's an entertainer, even though she is aligning herself with the Let's Move campaign. So, All right, let's do this. Let's move. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Jenny McCarthy. She's in the news, too, right now.
Yes.
Very interesting story. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print different from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
I like this song. I like this part.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day.
Every day I'm hustling. Consentori Davidson just posted on Facebook as a result of the interview we did yesterday with Brooks Kubik. Something that Brooks said: if you want to look like Tarzan, you can't lift like Jane.
Brooks said that?
Yeah.
That's good. I like Brooks. He's a good guy.
So Jenny McCarthy is in the news again.
Yes, she is. People call her a nut and a quack because of her views on vaccination and autism.
Well, you know what? Those people who are calling her a nut and a quack are ignoring some of the most pertinent research that's coming out of really good universities that are showing that agents that are found in vaccines, like aluminum, for instance, and other things, mercury,
thimerosal,
are linked to autism. So this is I find this interesting because I have to believe that there's a hand up the ass of some of these journalists who are writing these articles.
Well, Jenny McCarthy was just named as the next co-host on ABC's The View. She's replacing Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Right.
And that was just announced this week. And there's been a lot of backlash because ABC is hiring her. And people are saying they're criticizing ABC for hiring her because of her views on vaccines.
Well, those people are idiots. She's entitled to her view. This is still the United States of America, you bozos. You know, people can say and do whatever they want here. And she's entitled to believe that. She's got an autistic child. If you don't have an autistic child, then I understand why you think it's quackery. But you ask any parent of an autistic child if they believe, they'll say, you know what, it's possible. We don't know what's causing this problem. 1 in 55 children are autistic today. So bravo for her for even having an opinion. And those of you who don't have autistic children, shut up.
This guy says he's the VP of Business and Culture at the Media Research Center. This is the kind of move that means The View will reinforce its nuttiness, not allow debate. Her vaccine views alone mean that people should turn off the show.
Who? What's his name?
Dan Gaynor.
You know what, Dan? People should stop reading your stuff. It's clear that you are a shill for the pharmaceutical industry. How about that one?
Anti-vaccine nut, Jenny McCarthy is new host on The View, ?
I'm happy she's
disgusting. She is responsible for a lot of kids. She is responsible for a lot of kids getting sick and responsible for deaths.
Well,
now, how is she responsible?
Well, and why aren't they saying that about Monsanto? We just did a show yesterday that shows that glyphosate is linked to development of autism. So why aren't these people, you know, this is what frustrates me. Look, she has an anti-vaccine attitude. She has a right to. She has an autistic child, okay? She's struggling to try to make sense of why her child has autism. And she's looking for answers. At least she's looking. Those of you out there who trust vaccines, you're idiots. Look at the research. What we're going to talk about is something. I just got off the phone with the CDC.
Yes.
We're going to talk about something in a minute. But you know what? I applaud her for going on The View. I applaud her for her opinions on vaccines. I applaud her for having an opinion.
And I applaud her for searching deeper for answers on why her child has autism.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to talk about the CDC?
Yes. Yes. So there was an article published that said CDC admits 98 million Americans received polio vaccines contaminated with cancer viruses. This is a stretch. It's not true. Between 10 and 30 million people may have received the vaccines. And the interesting thing was that these vaccines were administered, unfortunately, between 55 and 63, which means I probably got one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? These polio vaccines were made from the kidney cells of rhesus monkeys, and some of those rhesus monkeys had viruses. And the virus in question is called the simian virus 40 or SV40. They estimate that between 10 and 30, this is, now keep in mind, this article was written. I found the original CDC document. It happens to be cached on Google, on Google's website in the Wayback Machine thing. So I found the article.
They removed it from the CDC website.
And I just got off the phone with the CDC. I called them. I actually taped the call because I didn't know if anything good was going to come out of it. And asked them why they removed it. And the woman said, well, we don't know why. It could be removed because there's more pertinent information or because it's outdated or blah, blah, blah. But here's what it says. Cancer, simian virus, SV40, and polio vaccine fact sheet, which this used to be on the CDC website. It's gone now. It says, and I'm just going to go real quick. More than 98 million Americans received one or more doses of polio vaccines from 1955 to 1963 when a proportion of vaccine was contaminated with SV40. It has been estimated that between 10 and 30 million Americans could have received an SV40 contaminated dose of the vaccine. Okay? Then it goes on to say that SV40 virus has been found in certain types of cancers in humans, but it has not been determined that SV40 causes these cancers. Well, we could say the same thing about HPV, I guess, right? They want to give everybody an HPV vaccine. Maybe the virus just is in the cancer. Maybe it doesn't cause the cancer. So, wait, hold on. So then it says, the majority of scientific evidence suggests that SV40 contaminated vaccines did not cause cancer. However, some research results are conflicting and more studies are needed. Now, I love when this, let me tell you something, okay? And I was thinking about this. It goes on and on and on to say that they stopped using the vaccine in 63, but however, there are a lot of studies out there indicating a relationship between SV40 and cancer. And again, they cite more research needs to be done. So I was thinking, like, if you talk to somebody at the CDC or a politician and you raise this question about this, well, there's conflicting information. Some studies show it causes cancer. Some studies show that it doesn't cause cancer. Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Let's just say that you have two parents and they're both credible, and one parent says to you, if your child walks through that doorway, they will fall into a hole and into a fire pit. The other parent says, no, it's not true. What would you do? Would you say, well, I'm going to believe the parent who says, no, it's not true, and send my kid? Or do you err on the side of caution and say, no, I'm keeping my kid here? I think anybody who has children will answer that question, no, I'll keep the kid here. Why doesn't the government ever err on the side of caution here? Why do they always say, well, there's no real linkage and we're not going to worry about it?
They also say in the same article that a Dr. Michael Carboni openly acknowledged HIV/AIDS was spread by the hepatitis B vaccine.
And I'm sure he was painted as a kook after
he said
that.
That was produced by Merck in the early 1970s. It was the first time since the initial transmission took place in 72 through 74 that a leading expert in the field of vaccine manufacture has openly admitted that Merck has liability for that.
Now keep in mind, as long as you say what the industry wants you to say, then you are a credible scientist. As long as you say something that the industry doesn't want you to say, then you're a kook.
A nut, a quack, yeah. They're calling Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah. So this is just nonsense. So this is why you got to use critical thinking skills. Vaccines are dangerous. You should only use them in the most extreme cases where you have no other choice but to use them. So that's it. I'm with Jenny McCarthy on that one.
Me too.
Okay, so now where do you want to go, Elisa?
Well, I know Adele wants to hear about Monsanto, so let's go talk about Monsanto for
a
bit.
Okay, this is really important because yesterday we did a show linking the linkage between glyphosate and autism with Dr. Stephanie Seneff. Very, very good interview. And during that interview, we talked about the fact that since glyphosate is no longer working, companies like Dow and Monsanto want to introduce something called dicamba, 2,4-D, which stands for 2,4-dioxy-something-acetic acid.
Is that dioxin?
No, it's not dioxin. And it is actually one of the ingredients that makes Agent Orange.
Mm-hmm.
It's been listed by the World Health Organization as a class 2 carcinogen. So it's well known that it does cause cancer of some sort. Well, Dow and Monsanto are saying, look, glyphosate isn't working anymore. We want to start using 2,4-D to spray on food that you and your family will eat. Now, think about that for a second. We're not talking about killing weeds in the jungle. We're talking about spraying it on food that you and your family will eat.
I have an article in front of me that says the Supreme Court of South Korea has for the first time declared that Monsanto and Dow must pay a fine for the damages caused by Agent Orange used in the Vietnam War.
Now, keep in mind, here in the United States, we told our military guys that came back and developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that they were crazy, that Agent Orange didn't do anything to them. We totally, this government and Dow and Monsanto sidestepped any liability for all of those poor men who died, who came home from war. They didn't get killed there, but they got killed here as a result of the use of Agent Orange. Meanwhile, in another country where Dow and Monsanto don't have their hands up politicians' asses, they're fining them.
Monsanto, though, has claimed that they're defoliant was perfectly safe and harmless at the time, despite having known of the dangers and the unavoidable dioxin contained within for more than a decade prior to the war.
Right. So this is what when people tell you that their products are safe, this is why you have to be careful.
Well, also, what about the birth defects? There's some picture of some kids from Vietnam here. It's awful. And
poor little heads.
I know. It's terrible.
And you know what? And this is the same company that's telling you a little bit on your food isn't going to hurt you. Just keep that in mind, folks. Oh, it's scary. It's scary. I don't understand. I was thinking about this last night. There's going to come a point in time. The human population is in real threat. What show were we watching the other day where the guy said 99.5% of all species that were around on this planet are now extinct?
Mm-hmm.
We're right. We're next. We're gonna destroy ourselves.
And it's here in this article. It says not only just the parents, but that were exposed, but second and third generations of children.
It has transgenerational effects. It has epigenetic effects. It changes everything that goes forth from there. It's really a scary situation. So, bravo to the South Korean court that fined Monsanto. And hopefully this will be a signal for others out there. You know, I'd like to see some American politicians grow a set of balls and look at all those poor guys that went to fight for this country, that came home and developed lymphoma because of their exposure to Agent Orange. And we act like, oh, no, they're crazy. And nothing happened to them.
It says here millions have died or suffered with cancer and other illnesses from this gene disrupting toxin around the world. Both companies continue to deny responsibility, and the U.S. government continues to not acknowledge the results of their actions.
Corrupt. The U.S. government is the most corrupt. Politicians are corrupt. I don't care. Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Tea Party, they're all corrupt. Government is corrupt. You cannot trust government, period. Since the beginning of time, it's been this way. This is nothing new. It's not just, oh, now. It's just getting worse and worse. The corruption is getting worse and worse.
Yes.
It's blatant. It's in your face. Like, hey, you can't do anything about it. We're going to do whatever we want to you. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Yeah. Culture.
Right.
Hey, yeah.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. Whey Natural USA.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Good song.
They're all good songs.
No, listen. He said shake that A word. That's perfect for the story that we're going to talk about now.
This, Carly, if you're listening, Carly Gomez, this story is for me and you.
You know what's funny? I said to Elisa during the break, this story should not be news, but it is funny. It is funny.
It's funny. Evidently, there's a doctor in Tennessee who told his patient that was having lower back pain. The reason why she's having lower back pain is because she has ghetto booty.
Now think about this. Like, what idiot doctor uses that terminology?
Ghetto booty. Really?
Yeah. I mean, I guess he thought he was being funny or being cool or something like that. I don't know. But when he was asked why he said that, in a letter where he apologized, his name was Dr. Suio. He wrote a letter to his patient, Terry Ragland, saying he was sorry for using that term, and that he was trying to reduce the term to a very non-technical way of explaining that she has a hypercurvature at the bottom of her spine. Why not just say you have a hypercurvature at the bottom of your spine? Did he feel that? I mean, I kind of feel like he was talking down to her. Like, you don't think she can understand? Hey, the bottom of your spine is really, really curved, like more than normal. That's why you have back pain. He had to say she had ghetto booty? Really?
That just, that, like you said, that just doesn't make sense.
No, he was out of line. Now, again, it's not that big of a deal. It shouldn't be news. He should have just apologized to her. She should have accepted or not accepted his apology, and they should have went on. But apparently, she's reported him to the medical commission there, and they're thinking about taking disciplinary action. I mean,
well,
really?
Well, this is an article in the Huffington Post Weird News. So it made the Huffington Post.
Well, you know what happened? I don't think it was the fact that he said she had ghetto booty. Then later on in the examination room, he asked if she would twerk for him. No, I'm kidding. I think that's what happened that really got her upset. She said she blacked out after he said ghetto booty. Like, I don't know if she means I forgot what happened after that, or it means that she literally passed out, like, after he said that. It's pretty funny.
While we're on the subject of ghetto booty, I have to say, those hip thrusts that I've been doing, those are awesome.
They're paying off. In fact, okay, so I wasn't going to say anything, but this morning I was at the gym, and the guy who runs the gym, the weighted area, the gym area there, his name is Mike. Really, really nice guy. Big dude, 45 years old, big bodybuilder.
Muscular.
Kind of guy. Yeah, really. And the nicest guy. So he and I always talk, and he had never met you before. Well, Lisa and I were talking, and then I was over in another area, and he came over to me, and he goes, "Man, I don't know who that girl is you were talking to, but she's got a great butt." And I says, "Oh," I says, "it's my girlfriend." I said, he goes, "Oh, man, thank you very much." He goes, "Aren't you lucky," or something like that. And he said, "Oh, I didn't mean no disrespect." I said, "No, it's okay. It's okay." So, yeah, they're definitely working.
The hip thrusts are really good. Yeah. So.
All right. So now let's talk about something else. We have a listener named Matt Coe who wrote a nice little message to us on Facebook. He's in Dubai, and he loves the show, and they're following a lot of the things we talk about on the show there in Dubai. And here we find a story that the Dubai government, and today is the deadline, by the way, is offering its citizens gold if they lose weight.
$41 for every 2 pounds based on the going rate of gold.
A gram of gold per kilo of body weight that you lose, which is approximately $41 for every 2 pounds.
And today is the deadline to sign up. So if you're in Dubai and you have some weight to lose, you might as well cash in on this.
Well, I know. And you know what? And you got to lose a minimum of 2 kilos, right, in order to even be qualified. But they will give you real, pure gold, ounces of gold, or grams of gold, depending on how much you lose, to reward your weight loss. Now, there's something that I can get behind. Why doesn't this government do that?
It says here the regional obesity rates there rival that of the U.S. And in Saudi Arabia, 66% of men and 71% of women are overweight.
I never
knew obese. I was surprised. And in Kuwait, 74% of men and 77% of women are overweight or obese.
So it's really worse there than it is here.
And in Abu Dhabi.
That was funny. Yeah, Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi. Yeah. 30% of school children are overweight or obese.
Man, this country, the world is in trouble.
It is.
I wonder if everybody got fat enough, if the world would actually rock off of its axis and go flying into space. That might be the
you
next
threat.
You
have a very vivid imagination.
Just a thought. Anyway, you know, we've talked about intermittent fasting on this show as a method of losing weight. Maybe those people in Abu Dhabi and Dubai
Kuwait.
And Kuwait, they all should try intermittent fasting. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of Muslims there, so I know that they fast for Ramadan. Maybe they just need to start fasting 2 or 3 times a week. Just do a, you know, intermittent fast. Eat last meal at 7 o'clock at night. Don't eat again until noon the next day.
It says there's a Life Extension article that I have in front of me that says one of the longest living men in the world actually practiced intermittent fasting, and he attributed it to his good health. He passed away in 2011. He was 114 years old.
I believe it. I mean, we did those shows with Dr. What the heck was his name? The guy from the hospital in Mexico, Dr. Mark McCarty. We've done several shows on intermittent fasting. Actually, intermittent fasting is more effective at increasing sirtuin, increasing sirtuins like SIRT1, which are responsible for the anti-aging effect of the low-calorie diet. It's better than eating 400 calories a day. There's a lot of people out there who are starving themselves because it's going to make them live longer. Intermittent fasting does a better job at raising those longevity proteins.
So you're talking about the caloric restriction, the people that practice
caloric restriction. Yeah, they eat like a stupid amount of – they eat like rabbits. They have no energy. They're withering away, but they're going to live to be 100. Who cares? The guy who and the gal who's doing intermittent fasting, you're still living your life. You're still energetic. You still feel good, but you have all the benefits of caloric restriction.
When you drastically limit your calories, it causes a change in your gene expression. Good genes that slow down the aging process are turned on. Studies show that intermittent fasting can trigger similar psychological effects as caloric restriction.
Physiological
effects. I'm sorry, physiological.
Yeah. Okay, so here's your genes. Here's your genes. Look at this, because you're going to have to train. Here's your genes expression on caloric restriction.
Okay, a frown.
Okay, so your genes are frowning, and here's your genes expression on intermittent fasting.
He's smiling.
See? They're happier.
The sirtuins can also be activated by curcumin.
Yeah, and I
according to
that.
This Life Extension article.
Yeah. And quercetin.
And also resveratrol.
And we know that because that's why the resveratrol supplements are so popular these days.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons. So there you go. Intermittent fasting for the people in Dubai, Kuwait, Abu Dhabi, and they'll live longer, lose weight. Everything gets good real fast. There you go.
It promotes weight loss. It lowers LDL cholesterol. It reduces blood pressure. It reduces body fat. It decreases inflammation. It lowers oxidative stress. It's all good stuff.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back... do you have any stories specifically that we're going to go into? You want to pick them during the break?
Yes.
All right, so we've got a lot of good things to talk about. So stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
Eat dessert again.
with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Sean Hashemi has on Facebook, he got his first 2 gallons of raw milk. He's got a picture of them in his refrigerator. And on the bottle, it says raw milk, pet food only. Because in a lot of places where they quote-unquote sell raw milk, where you're not in a cow share program, they have to put not for human consumption on it in order to be able to sell it, which I think is so funny.
That's the way it is over in Indiana,
yeah,
isn't
so
it?
Funny. I wrote down there, anabolism in a jug right there. He's going to grow. He's a big dude already, bodybuilder. And he's going to love raw milk, I can guarantee it.
Do you recall last Friday we talked about Chipotle and how they buy everything that's sustainable and organic, and then they saute it or deep fry it in soybean oil,
right,
which is genetically modified.
Right.
Well, I have an article here that the CEO said that we decided we'd rather try to avoid GMO ingredients until perhaps the science is more clear. I don't know that I can say today that we have no soybean oil, but very shortly, in weeks, we'll have none. It will not be long before a Chipotle is GMO free.
Well, at least they're making strides to do that. And interestingly enough, you told me something about Chipotle that I never knew. Chipotle was actually owned by Mickey D's at one time, right?
Well, the guy that started, and he's still the CEO and owner, he went to McDonald's in the very beginning for funding so he could grow his business like McDonald's has grown. And in 98, McDonald's had a small minority stake in Chipotle. And then in 1999, McDonald's became a majority owner of Chipotle. And then in 2006, Chipotle went public, and McDonald's was completely divested from Chipotle.
Thank God, because they would have ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they would have influenced the quality of food, because Chipotle is one of the few places that I, early on, fast food places that locally sources beef and stuff like that.
The guy that owns it, Steve, I can't find his last name, but anyway.
Steve Ellis. Steve Ells, E-L-L-S.
E-L-L-S. He said that they just had different... They drifted apart. Their attitudes about food and workforce were just totally different.
I read an excerpt of one of the corporate meetings where the head from McDonald's said, "Why are we using beef in the beef taco?" And Elle said, "Well, because it's called a beef taco." And then the McDonald's spokesperson said, "That's never stopped us from using other stuff in our hamburgers. You better get that stuff out of there if you want us to keep giving you money."
Okay, so do you know what why some egg yolks are brighter yellow and some are kind of pale and
yes, because
white?
Some chickens are destined to be stars and famous and some aren't. That's why.
Is that why?
Uh-huh. Their futures are so bright they have to wear shades.
All righty then. According to an article from the NPR, basically it's whatever the chicken eats, it's reflected in the color of the yolk.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know that I believe that completely. I do know that, for instance, Purdue Chicken feeds their chickens marigold leaves in the feed to give their chicken a more golden color. When you put a pack of Purdue chicken next to a pack of Tyson's chicken, for instance, the Tyson's chicken is white, pale, washed out, and yucky looking, and the Purdue chicken has this kind of golden brown color to it. Well, they get it that way by feeding the chickens marigolds. And I know in the salmon farming business, they feed salmons a feed that's high in beta carotene so that they get that darker red flesh. So I kind of believe it a little bit, but I also don't believe it completely because we get our chicken, we get our eggs from Jay King, who while he has to feed some feeds predominantly his chickens just run loose on that, you know, 100-acre farm that he has. I mean, he's got like 800 chickens, and they've got to move them constantly because they just tear up the ground. He told me the story about how they have to keep moving them because they just tear up the ground. They eat everything in their path. It's like locusts on the ground. And so I know that he's not going out of his way to feed them anything. And his, the yolks in his chicken are the goldenest color.
It says here if you're feeding birds yellow corn, it gets in the egg. But if you have a situation where you're feeding the birds white corn, then the egg yolks could be white.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, the egg yolks are predominantly fat, so I have to believe whatever is influencing the color of the egg yolk is going to have to be fat soluble. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
In most parts of the world, diners prefer their yolks with a sunnier disposition, so commercial feeds often contain lutein as an additive, though yellow maize, soybeans, carrots, and alfalfa powder will also do the trick.
Well, now we have to start asking these questions when we go pick up our eggs. What is in the feed that you're feeding them? Is there something in there that's making their yolks more golden color? That's interesting.
And even, like, there's yolks that range from dark orange to red orange to pink, just depending on what, like in South Africa, I think they feed their chickens red and annatto seeds.
Annatto.
Yeah, annatto.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's amazing. So that changes the color of the yolk. Well, there you go. So, you know, for Easter, you can have a egg that you color blue on the outside, and it can have a green yolk on the inside if you feed them green crayons, that's all.
Okay, so speaking of grass-fed, and there was a butter that was supposedly grass-fed, 100% grass-fed.
Yeah, Kerrygold. It's supposed to be Irish butter. And I'm all for this. I understand it's pasteurized, but at least it came from cows that, in my mind, was that were grass-pasture-fed cows.
Well, I read an article that said it's they've gone from 100% grass-fed. Now it's only 90% grass-fed. And they supplement it with soy and corn, which is disappointing because that was something you could buy over the counter
the people who want to buy that because it's grass-fed are buying it because it's grass-fed, not because it's 90% grass-fed. You know what I mean? They missed the boat. That 10%, that whatever they're shaving in cost or increasing in profits, they're going to lose customers now. It was a mistake.
Yeah, so I guess Organic Valley, we talked about the Organic Valley milk, which Jason Leloup bought some, so I need to talk about what he learned from that. But they have a butter called Pasture Butter, Nature by Nature, Miller's Organics, and Tropical Traditions all have grass-fed butters.
So what did Jason Leloup think of their milk? We talked about their milk on the show, right?
We did. Okay, Jason Leloup said that. Let me get to it.
You could paraphrase, too.
He picked up a carton of the grass-fed Organic Valley milk. He said, I don't think it's going to take off. It cost as much as raw goat milk. The fat in the top didn't mix in. It stays congealed. It stays congealed up for some reason. Regular milk drinkers will be out. Be put out by that. He said they drink raw milk and the family still wouldn't touch the stuff because of the floaters.
Yeah. And so here's the problem. They're pasteurizing it, so it's changing the fat. And the fat is not going to stay in the milk the way raw milk does when you shake it up. I mean, you can shake a container of raw milk one time and in the next day maybe it'll start to gather the fat at the top of the milk again. So, and interestingly enough, there's a campaign in California about this, not this particular brand of milk, but they saw this coming. There was a campaign in California for the commercial dairy industry, and they have a child, like a 8, 9, 10-year-old. He's crying, and the mom is okay, and she's rushing, and she's opening the refrigerator, and she's taking the milk out, and she's shaking the milk out, up, and they're making it like the kid is getting crazier and crazier, and she's shaking the milk and shaking the milk and shaking the milk, and the kid's getting crazy, and then she finally pours the milk, and the kid drinks it, and he calms down. And the message was, you know, something about real milk you don't have to shake. You know, and, like, the idea was, oh, my God, my kid's going to lose his mind while I'm shaking the milk. He won't be able to, like, sit still until I get the milk in the cup, and so you shouldn't buy this kind of milk. That was their whole campaign. I thought that was really interesting that that's what they were focusing on.
Mm-hmm.
If your kid is that crazy, like wild, then you have other problems. It's not that you can't get the milk to him fast enough.
Right.
I mean, it's really funny, but that's what they, so they don't want people to buy the non-homogenized variants of milk, like the organic milks and stuff like that.
Hmm, interesting.
Or raw, for that matter.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So there's an article here that evidently there's a class action lawsuit filed against a tortilla company because it has genetically modified foods in it, and it states that it's all natural. Did I just stutter?
No, I think you said it
states that it's all natural.
Right.
So the judge has referred to the FDA the question of whether and under what circumstances food products containing ingredients produced using bioengineered seed may or may not be labeled natural, all natural, or 100% natural.
Well, okay, so this judge is either a coward, corrupt, or an idiot. Just the fact that he has to use the word engineered tells you it's not natural. Natural implies something that occurs in nature without man's involvement. It's there. It happens with or without us. That's what natural means. And if he has to go to the FDA and go, is bioengineered natural? No, you dimwit. That's why the word engineered is on the end of it. Engineered means it's made by man. It's manufactured. It's processed. It's created. It doesn't happen naturally. So this judge is either a coward, corrupt, or an idiot. He's a coward probably more than anything else. He doesn't want to make a bad judgment call because judges are always worried that they're, you know, going to get foisted out of a job or something like that. Well, I don't know. This is Supreme Court, you said? I think that they're not elected, are they? They're a federal judge.
Yeah, it was a federal judge.
But the bottom line is this, okay? So I don't understand which judges are elected and which judges are appointed, okay? That's clear. But the bottom line is this. You know, it's easy. This is a judgment call that a six-year-old can make, okay? God. If you can't find Ready Roundup corn out there in nature before Monsanto planted it, then it's not natural. And that's the other thing. The FDA is the wrong group to ask what is natural and what is not, because they allow bug wings to be used as a color, and companies can still call the foods natural. Okay? I mean, really. Natural means nothing today. In fact, if something says natural, you better turn it around and read everything on it for sure, because it's the old shell game that they're just trying to fool you. Oh, it's natural. I'll eat that. It's fine. It says it's all natural. Poop is natural. If they can sell it to you, they will.
I have an article here that says about 100 million pounds of Ready Roundup are applied to U.S. farms and lawns every year. So we talked about my quest to find organic blueberries, and one of the farmers that I spoke to on the telephone said, well, I don't spray my blueberries, but I have to get rid of the weeds around it, so I spray Roundup on the periphery of the blueberries.
Right.
And I thought, well, how's that any different than spraying the blueberries, spraying it directly on, because it's going to migrate.
Well, it migrates, it becomes airborne while you're spraying it. I mean, you can't control it. If you're spraying it in between the paths of the plants, the wind is going to blow it to the left, to the right, up and down. But more importantly, it goes into the soil. Now, Adele Moussa pointed out that glyphosate only has a half-life in the ground of like 2 or 3 days in a study that he sent me. But Dr. Stephanie Seneff said that that's not true, because the enzyme required to break down glyphosate disappears the more you use it in the soil.
Didn't she say, like, so what was her, how many people have Roundup in their garages?
Oh, millions of people. And it's not even a controlled, it's so dangerous, it's not controlled. And a lot, everybody's got, somebody that's listening to the show probably goes, oh yeah, I've got a spray jug of Roundup, you know, in the garage that I use to kill the weeds in between the concrete by the driveway or something like that. This stuff is terrible. And it's everywhere.
Oh, it's on the shelf at Home Depot.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you can get it anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, okay. We have to take a break.
Okay, so we talked about ghetto booty during this segment. I want to talk about breastfeeding next segment.
Oh, yes. We're going to cover. This is called the T&A show today with Elisa Profumo. You're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
World democracy. And take your money. All I want to do.
face is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. Whey Natural USA. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
DJ Yoda! Yoda! Here we go!
Slow mo. Welcome back.
DJ Yoda. I like this song.
DJ Yoda. Jay Hero. These are all DJs from New York, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Yeah, okay. You knew that, right? Okay, so what do we want to talk about?
I want to talk about breastfeeding. It's kind of all over the news right now. I guess Alicia Silverstone, who is a vegan, has started a breast share program for vegan women who
breast milk, yeah, who can't lactate.
They will share it between each other, and the press has been saying, well, you don't know what that mother has, how can it be good for your baby, blah blah blah.
Well, and I want to speak to that first of all. Okay, we know that breast milk, mothers who have HIV AIDS, the breast milk protects the baby from getting the HIV AIDS. There are monofilms that form in the breast milk that sequester the virus from being transferred to the baby. Breast milk is a perfect food, and it's designed to protect the child and only impart good things into the child. So that's nonsense right there, what they're saying. And if that isn't true, we just have to apply critical thinking skills. Look at all of the children back in the 1700s and 1800s that were raised by wet nurses. Their moms weren't breastfeeding them. The wet nurses were. So, but what I do have a problem with is breast milk from vegan moms who are clearly deficient in certain nutrients. And even if the body gives up those nutrients, what little bit that the mom has, into the breast milk, then it leaves the mother devoid of those nutrients and puts them at greater risk for health problems.
Okay, so I have a story here. A woman, I think I saw this yesterday, a woman was at a pool, and the lifeguard came, and she was breastfeeding her child. The lifeguard came up to her and told her that no one was allowed to consume food or drink poolside, no matter how old they were, so she needed to stop breastfeeding.
Right.
And if she didn't, she was going to have to leave the pool.
And that's the stupidest thing. And whoever that person is that said that should have been slapped. That's idiocy.
Is that not the stupidest thing?
Of course it is. Of course it is. But that's what people given authority who have small brains make bad decisions.
And then there was another story about a waitress. The woman was at a pizzeria, and she was breastfeeding her child at the pizzeria, and the waitress paid for her pizza because she
was breastfeeding.
Was so happy that the woman was breastfeeding her child.
I think that's wonderful. I think that's wonderful. You know, breastfeeding has always made people feel uncomfortable. A woman in a restaurant will drape a blanket over her shoulder, put the baby underneath. You can't see anything. You can't see the boob, but you know what's going on. And people who are uncomfortable with their own bodies or uncomfortable with the natural state of things, they'll, oh, that's terrible. She shouldn't be breastfeeding in the restaurant. Oh, stop it. Look at your plate, for crying out loud. Mind your business.
Yesterday when I was looking for this article about the lifeguard telling the woman to leave, I Googled it, and you wouldn't believe how many stories came up about women getting kicked out of restaurants for breastfeeding. I mean, it was just pages of it.
It's stupid. It's just people who are uncomfortable with their own sexuality. They think there's something sexual about breastfeeding. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's idiocy.
Adele sent us an article or some.
Well, before we read the article, I want to say something.
Okay.
So yesterday I posted on my Facebook page the path, trajectory, and final destination of a bullet is set in motion as it leaves the muzzle of the gun. The trajectory and final health destination of a life is set in motion in the womb and shortly after the baby arrives. Little can be done in either case once the trigger is pulled. And John Stevens, a fan of the show, disagreed with me and said, although he understands what I mean, it sounds like I'm trying to say that nothing can be done to alter the health of a person once these things are set up in the infant, in the womb, and so on, and said that it's complete rubbish. And I was going to type an answer, and I had forgot to. But here's what I mean, John, and I hope you're listening. That child who has developed deficits in the womb and shortly after birth, yes, you're right. They can take nutritional approaches to safeguard themselves from developing disease, but they're going to be prone to developing those diseases and will have to take those safeguards. In other words, if a child is exposed to an agent in the womb and develops autism, for instance, yes, there are nutritional protocols that can lessen the burden, but that child has autism. If the child is exposed to things in the womb that will promote obesity later in life when they're 30 and 40, they will have to struggle against the tide of obesity. It's not going to go away because of they did things differently when they were 12 and 15 and 18. And this is proved in a study that Elisa is going to talk about right now that was sent to us by Adele Musa. Go ahead.
Larger lipid droplets in an improved formula mimic breast milk fed early in life led to a 30% reduced fat gain during Western-style diet by decreasing the expression of PPAR gamma.
PPAR gamma.
And then he's written about that in his Subversity blog post.
And so here's what they found out, that breast milk has larger droplets of fat coated with phospholipids, as opposed to formula, which has small little tiny droplets of fat and less phospholipids. Well, what they found out was, you ready for this? When babies are given breast milk with the larger droplet sizes of fat, they don't have to fight against obesity in adult life. So Danone, apparently a company, I guess, in Europe that makes baby formula, has understood this now from research. So they are making formula that mimics breast milk more and using larger droplet size coated phospholipid fat. And guess what? In the study that they did with mice, the mice did not have obesity issues into adult life. So what happened at breast milk stage influenced whether or not that individual would have to even consider battling obesity when they're 30 and 40 years old. Now, you're absolutely right, John. There are protocols that will mitigate these problems, but that's the point. Now you have to discover ways to mitigate problems that could have been avoided had things been done differently in those very early stages of development and life. And if moms understand this, they can give their babies a much better start in life. Who knows what's wrong with me? My mom smoked and used benzodiazepines when she was, no, really, pregnant with me.
I'm just laughing because that's what your issues are.
Well, I mean, I could have a neurological disorder lurking in my future that was set in motion when I was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that.
I think a lot of women smoked back in those days while they were pregnant. And they probably drank then, too.
I don't know.
Alcohol.
My father did all the drinking. I don't think my mother did. So that's the bottom line. That was the point, John. Yes, you can do things to mitigate these problems, but these problems are in your future that you will have to address by nutritional protocols or whatever. Otherwise, had you been handled differently in the developmental stages and in early childhood stages, you wouldn't have these issues to even worry about. That's the point. What happens as we are babies is in us and sticks to us as we grow up. So that's it. Okay. We actually have to take a break.
Okay.
That worked out perfect. All right, so we've got lots more to talk about. We also have listener questions and comments.
Yes.
That we'll be reading at the end of the show. So stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Breaking my back just to know you.
Basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com for a free brochure.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. What do you want to talk about first, Lisa?
Well, you know how I'm always on the lookout for good products that are natural. I found a really that I want to share with the audience. I found a really good air freshener from at Trader Joe's.
Stuff is great.
It's a citrus air freshener. It's Trader Joe's label on it, and the only ingredients in this are essential oils distilled from the peels of citrus and grain alcohol, and it's a non-aerosol.
You know what? Yeah, it's a pump. I love this stuff, and I'll tell you why. I freak out every time I use
an air freshener.
Air freshener deodorizer in the bathroom, and because I know that it's loaded with phthalates, and they're airborne. And like this is how my mind works, right? So if I have to use that stuff, I take the can, I go to the door, I close the door like halfway, just have my arm in the bathroom, and I spray it, and then I put the can down on the counter and close the door behind me because I don't want that stuff to follow me out. And then once I get in the hall, I think, wait a minute, that stuff is airborne. It's falling on the toilet paper. So when I go to the bathroom later on, I tear like the first 5 inches of toilet paper off and throw it away because I don't want to wipe with it because I know that there's phthalates on it. I know you're all thinking, oh, God, Carl, you're crazy.
Well, I'm not laughing at that. That's what happens. That's why we go through toilet paper.
No, that's not why. I use it. Trust me. But anyway, the point is this. We know that phthalates are endocrine disruptors. They're androgen receptor affinity endocrine disruptors. They attach to the androgen receptor. They are what make fish in ponds turn the male fish into female fish and all this other stuff. It's terrible stuff. And here I am spraying it liberally into the air of the bathroom. Well, Lisa finds this stuff, and I'm like, this is great. It smells amazing. You pump it, so it's not, there's no aerosol in it. And let me tell you, guys, this is for you. It really works.
But it smells, really works. And it smells so good.
Yes, because the other air fresheners that we used to use, they didn't get rid of the stink, if you know what I mean. They just like made the stink smell sweeter.
Too much information.
But this stuff really works. This stuff is amazing. I love this stuff. In fact, we brought some into the studio and we sprayed it in the studio before just because it smells so good.
It's amazing. It's at Trader Joe's. It's called Citrus Air Freshener.
Now, everybody knows how neurotic I am. Like the phthalates are falling on the toilet paper. Oh, man. But these are the things that go through my head. I take this stuff very seriously, obviously.
Okay. So I have an article here from World Health.
Okay.
That says, and we all know this, cocoa powder is abundant in polyphenolic compounds, making it an anti-inflammatory.
And that's important in this highly inflammatory world today.
But that's just another reason why to eat organic chocolate.
Yeah, organic cocoa, low organic sugar.
I buy the Trader Joe's organic cocoa powder and use it with my protein sometimes. It's right. So good.
And there's quite a few good organic chocolates out there that are the whole bar only has like 3 grams of sugar in it. The whole entire bar. I'm not talking about Hershey's here.
No. But you can make a hot cocoa with just the organic cocoa powder and vanilla protein powder.
Yes.
It tastes really good.
So good. So good.
And that's good in the wintertime.
So, another interesting piece of news, a study that looked at wheat consumption and autism.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not saying that the gliadin in wheat causes autism, but what they are saying is that it may promote the disease to become worse. And we talked about this just yesterday when we had Dr. Stephanie Seneff on, and we were talking about glyphosate and autism, and we've talked about it ad infinitum with Dr. Jared Scourin and other people who have come on the show and talk about autism. We know that when you get wheat out of the diet of children on the spectrum, whether it's minuscule or major, they seem to do better. They seem to do better. And this particular study done by Columbia University points to something that we've talked about wheat before. For those out there with celiac disease and irritable bowel syndrome or ulcerative colitis, we know that the protein gliadin apparently looks like something in the body that's similar to tissue. And when the body can't digest it and it shows up in the bloodstream, the immune system goes after it. And while the immune system's going after it, it seems to attack other things too, like the lining of the intestines, joints in the area of rheumatoid arthritis. Clearly, gliadin is absolutely not something somebody who has any type of autoimmune disorder should be using. And remember, Dr. Jared Scourin was speaking in Paris talking about the similarities between autism and autoimmune disorders. So mm-hmm. this is all comes full circle. So the absolute bottom line is if you have a child with autism, giving them wheat-based products, whether it's going to make their symptoms go away or not, is going to make them feel more uncomfortable, whether it's through intestinal gastric distress or other issues, inflammatory responses. It's a good thing to get out of their diet. There's no doubt about it. It really, really is. And you know what? If Phil Mickelson eats wheat, corn, and soy, then he's promoting his psoriatic arthritis. And we had somebody who, and we could talk about this when we come out of the break. We had somebody comment about my statement about Phil Mickelson.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that when we come out of the break. But clearly, children with autism should not be eating wheat-based products. Do we have anything else we want to talk about?
No, we just got listener questions.
Okay, so here, we're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots of things to talk about from the listener question side. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever ever done for your business. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, Constantory Davison has the best posts. He has an ability to see simple things and their core importance. And he just wrote something about his 10 years as an on-again, off-again, part-time cigarette smoker. And talked about something I never thought about before. One of the aspects of cigarette smoking. When you exhale, a symbolic cloud full of whatever problem is going through you that you just want to blow away. Think about it for a second. When you're having a really stressful time, what do? You take a deep breath and you let it out. Sometimes you'll say to me, what's wrong? Right? I'll go, and you'll go, what's wrong? Every time you actively smoke a cigarette, you're doing this. There probably is some sort of tension relieving effect just to that breathing exercise.
So, well,
I think it's a great point that he makes here.
Breathing exercises and meditation.
Yes,
work.
Well, that's what he says. Now he goes to the gym with music, without music, and so on. He does do different things now. But the point being, he made the connection. I think that's really interesting. I like that a lot.
That is interesting.
Yeah, he's cool. Anyway, okay, so we're going to go through listener questions and comments now.
I have a comment here from Jeremiah Dubie.
I think it's either Dubie or Dubby, I would say.
Hi, Carl. In light of the talk about excessive commercials lately, I just wanted to let you know how much I appreciate you putting together such a comprehensive program every day. What I like most is just your enthusiasm about health and fitness, and it's fun to listen to someone who's at least as passionate about it as I am. Something particular I wanted to mention was that I think it's cool when your guests say something you disagree with, you actually bring it up. I get frustrated when I hear guests on other podcasts say things that are obviously wrong, but the host just let them go. It just reinforces the integrity you have. Keep up the great work, Carl.
And I really appreciate that. There are exceptions to that rule. When I interviewed that doctor from St. Louis, when we were talking about frailty.
And he was the one that liked the creatine.
Yes. And he made the analogy that you look at a bicycle, a cyclist, and their muscles are small and functional. But you look at Mr. Olympia, and he's got big muscles, but they're not functional. And I didn't want to get into it with him and say, look, that's not right. It was really early in the interview. Like, we were just on the air for a few minutes when he made that statement. And I didn't want to, like, turn the interview on its ear and say, well, that's not true. Those guys are profound athletes. They can jump. They can do things that, you know, their muscles are very functional. And I just let that one slide. But if it's something that's one of my core beliefs, like whenever somebody talks about milk.
Raw milk.
Mm-hmm. And I talk about raw milk and the difference. Well, they talk about beef and I say grass pasture fed beef. And, you know, when they talk about things that I feel that are misunderstandings out there that are causing people problems, then I do speak up. But I'm always cordial about it. I never get in their face like, well, you know, that's just not true. I will give my opinion. And I usually say, you know, because I'm usually talking to people who are accredited, right? Doctors and so on. And I'll say, look, I have no accreditation. So I can put my foot in my mouth, mm-hmm. but I believe this instead. So I give them at least they can say, well, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's just a radio show guy.
Mm-hmm.
But there are exceptions to the rule, but I really appreciate that comment.
Okay. This one's from Johan Otterstrom and he is in Sweden.
Yeah, I think so. Yes. Yeah. Sweden. Sorry.
Is vitamin D uptake self-regulated? As when you get tanned, you produce less.
You know, this is a good question. I don't know the answer to this, and I'll find out. I'll tell you one thing. I once said to Crispin Sullivan on the show that we did on vitamin D, when we talked about vitamin D supplementation in the summertime, she said it's dangerous because the vitamin D you're getting in your diet has no negative feedback loop. The vitamin D that you get in your skin, production from sunlight, has some sort of negative feedback loop. I don't think tanning has any effect on vitamin D production. I do think the original state of your skin, the amount of melanin, has some effect, but not the browning of the melanin over time from a sun exposure. This is my guess at it. But I do believe that there probably is some sort of negative feedback loop on D production that is produced in the skin, but I don't think it's a result of tanning. That's my opinion, but I'll find out. That's a really good question.
Also, Johan posted a picture of his bike, and he put his bumper sticker on his bike.
Superhuman Radio.
Uh-huh.
That's very cool.
Yes.
Wayne Wilson says, I listened to a recent blueprint with Rob where he mentioned ALR chained out, but put BCAAs. That was interesting. I would love to know your thoughts on his Humanipro. He's talking about ALR's Humanipro. I use this as I have always thought EAAs to be better than BCAAs. Is there an alternate brand that you would recommend? Love the show, by the way. Regards, Wayne. My problem with ALR is not intrinsic to any particular product. It's extrinsic to the company's philosophy. They use a lot of aspartame and Ace K. I mean, tons of it. I use that chained out. It gave me headaches. It's terrible stuff. I don't know anything about Humanipro. I actually, when I was producing the Body RX show for Dr. Scott Connolly, I asked Dr. Scott Connolly, would you be willing to, because Dr. Connolly is the ultimate authority on protein synthesis, protein intake, blah, blah, blah. And at least a lot of people think that. And so I reached out to Arthur L. Ray at that time, and I said, which is ALR, Arthur L. Ray. I asked Arthur, I said, would you come on Body RX and debate Dr. Connolly about the advantages of Humanipro over just a whey protein hydrosylate or something like that? And not only did he say no, that he would not, even though I asked him three times, Connolly said he would do it. But I heard through the grapevine, through the RX Muscle grapevine, that Arthur was really pissed off at me because he was angry at me because, I put him in this position where he had to defend his product and that he had made some really negative comments about me. You know, he was going to get even with me for doing this. And I thought he would be interested in coming on the show and doing a scientific debate. And oh yeah, one of the emails he sent me said, that the audience would not be capable of grasping the science that he and Dr. Connolly would be talking about, which I felt was insulting, not just to me as part of the audience, but everybody out there. I mean, so many of us understand this stuff. But my problem is ALR's philosophy on supplements in general.
What are his credentials? Is he a
I have no
chemist
idea.
Or?
I don't know what he is. Hmm. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, so the next one comes from Chris Meller. It says, "Hi, Elisa. I in a reference to recent SHR episode, can Carl recommend an accurate glucometer brand model. Also, could you provide us with the best times to test glucose? I know he recently mentioned around workouts and fasted state AM. Thank you. You know what? You can spend a lot of money on a glucometer, or you can spend a little bit of money on a glucometer. The cheap ones are just as good. Here's what you should let you dictate which one you buy. If you go to Walgreens, CVS, or a local pharmacy, go to the counter first and ask the person working there, whose test strips are the least expensive? Because this is where you end up costing a lot of money. If you're going to start using a glucometer with regularity, you're going to go through test strips, one or two a day in the initial stages while you're trying to dial in whatever information you're looking for. Because if you get a cheap $20 glucometer, but find out that every time you have to buy 100 test strips, you're $100, and don't laugh, that's some of the prices. Versus one where the glucometer, the test strips are 25 cents each, but you pay $35 for the glucometer. That's the better one. So there's no better one or worse one. It's a matter of price. Find the glucometer where the test strips are the least expensive. Buy that glucometer because they all work great.
Okay.
And as far as testing, I would test first thing in the morning fasted. And then if you want to experiment, I would test half hour to 45 minutes after a meal to see what kind of rise in glucose you're getting. And if you want an hour later to see if it starts to drop. But I would test postprandial to try to figure out which meals are causing the greatest spike in insulin if you're trying to keep insulin levels low. So postprandial, 45 minutes out, a half hour to 45 minutes out, and then an hour to an hour and 15 minutes out to see the rise and fall of glucose. And then, of course, first thing in the morning. And if you're having sleep issues, when you wake up in the middle of the night, check your blood sugar and see what it is. There you go.
Okay, the next one came over on email, so there's not a name attached to it. It says, Carl, two questions. What happened to the Thursday roundtable discussions? And also, your chair is broke? I thought that was a standing friendly studio. I hope you're not giving up on us.
No, I do sit down sometimes. There's no doubt about it. And I do stand. As a rule, I stand during commercials, but lately I've been sitting more. So, yes, I am sitting in a chair right now. But I do stand from time to time. I don't stand as much as I used to. I don't know. I just kind of forgot about it, to be honest with you, more than anything else. My studio is small, and it's cumbersome. Standing up causes some problems. I have to move things. Maybe when I get a larger studio, I'll get rid of my chair entirely. The Thursday roundtable discussion is gone. But within the next 2 weeks, we'll be coming back with a show called Getting Stronger with Coach Wade Johnson, where we will have guests on the show. Where Wade will interview them, and I predict that this will provide a better value than the roundtable discussion, which kind of lost its legs. We had a direction with the show, and then after a while, I felt like we were just talking about some of the same things over and over again, and I thought it was time to kill it and bring back something better. So in this new version of the show, we will have Coach Johnson, myself, and an expert guest on the show where we will all talk about different things related to getting stronger. So look forward to that. Getting Stronger with Coach Wade Johnson.
Okay, the next one is from Wyatt Everhart. Hey, Elisa, happy Friday. Enjoy listening to you and Carl talk about America's Deadliest Catch last week. Crazy. That was the Long John Silver's fish.
Yeah.
I do have a question for Carl this week, if you can get it in. I recently heard one supplement is very key when you start pushing 40, but what do you feel are the biggest benefits of going on CoQ10, ubiquinol, and since it can be pricey, where would he buy to get the biggest bang for his buck? Thanks, and keep rocking, SHR.
I take both ubiquinol and ubiquinone at different times, just depending on pricing. I buy it from Vitacost. I know that everybody says, well, ubiquinol is better for you, but it's so expensive. I take 400 milligrams post-workout, pre-workout and post-workout, so 800 milligrams a day of ubiquinone, CoQ10. I find that Vitacost has the best prices. Vitacost even sells the life extension version of CoQ10, which is the ubiquinol in some sort of special delivery system. It's supposed to be more bioavailable. But I think CoQ10 is great. It's good stuff. It really, really is. And you don't have to be in your 40s to take it. I'll tell you that right now. If you're a hard training athlete, you can benefit from that stuff. because it increases mitochondrial function and cellular energy. And who can't benefit from that if you're training hard? So, do you take it? Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. And do you want to, the last one, the Phil Mickelson comment?
Yeah, you know, I wrote a blog post a while ago, actually June 9th. Is Phil Mickelson using performance-enhancing drugs, citing that he has psoriatic arthritis and he takes Humira, and that his natural state of being is to have psoriatic arthritis, and that by taking Humira, it is giving him some sort of advantage, because if he had to play with psoriatic arthritis, he would not be able to play as good as he does. A fellow named Jerry said he completely understands my point, but has to disagree. His father suffers from rheumatoid arthritis, and goes on to say that the comparison of performance-enhancing effects of Humira with Phil Mickelson is displaced or misplaced by me. And I think that while Lance Armstrong used other drugs besides testosterone, which they said he did use testosterone, he used EPO and stuff like that. I think that this was to overcome a natural state. His natural state being the levels of white blood cells and red blood cells that he was that he was given naturally, and the EPO increased that so that he had more blood oxygen and could work harder and for longer. I kind of feel like I understand that your dad has rheumatoid arthritis, and it's terrible. But one would say that the development of rheumatoid arthritis is a natural progression of the body, just like aging or anything else. I mean, that's what the mainstream doctors want you to believe. And so if that is the case, then Phil Mickelson's use is to overcome a natural state of his body. And I still think that it's not the same as taking ibuprofen for muscle soreness or something like that, which is a more acute situation. But I recognize your opinion, and I think there's plenty of room for lots of opinions. And the idea behind the article was to kind of provoke people to thinking about it that way more than anything else. So I'm not saying that I'm right and you're wrong. You may be right in the end analysis, but it's just an interesting discussion. I mean, Phil Mickelson would not be able to play the sport at all if it wasn't for Humira.
Last week, someone posted, and I apologize, I was looking for the post on Facebook, Gary Player, who is on the seniors tour.
Yeah, yeah.
And how he's such a good golfer, how he's in such good shape, and he lifts weights. And a lot of the other golfers don't, because they think it will mess with their swing and hurt their swing.
Well, in fact, Tony Vannetti, my friend Tony Vannetti, who's a local radio personality, told me a story about, what's his name, Gary Player?
Uh-huh.
That like 25 years ago, they did some sort of article, you know, an interview with him. And they had pictures of him squatting, like doing reps with 225 and 245 and going up and doing reps. And back then, people were saying, this guy is not going to be around golfing in 10 years because, you know, lifting that kind of weight, he's just going to. Meanwhile, isn't he the oldest golfer around right now? Isn't he like 77 years old? He's still playing?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I wish I could find that.
And he attributes the fact that he's still playing to his weightlifting.
And I think Tiger Woods lifts weights also.
Yeah, he looks like he does. He's got a nice physique.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I know. The idea that lifting weights somehow will degrade your ability to play a sport is nonsense. If anything, it will increase your capabilities of playing any sport.
Well, my reasoning for bringing that up was Phil Mickelson. Had he lifted weights, maybe he wouldn't be in the position that he's in today.
Well, no, I have to feel strongly that Phil Mickelson's problems are a result of his diet. And you couldn't get him to believe that. Just like, I mean, what was his name? Charles Spencer?
Uh-huh.
I mean, and this goes back to Jerry for a second. You know, your dad has rheumatoid arthritis. And the only thing that helps him is Humira. Have you listened to the Charles Spencer story? Charles came on this show. He had rheumatoid arthritis for 16 years, proud, bulging knuckles. His gel time in the morning was 90 minutes. It took him 90 minutes just to get out of bed and get into the bathroom to start moving. And once he discovered that his diet was playing a role in his disease, I should say disorder, and he altered his diet to an ancestral method of eating, getting the wheat and the grains, the corn and the soy out of his diet and eating an ancestral diet, within a couple of years, he was off all drugs and he was quote unquote better. So Phil Mickelson, I have to believe his problems are related to his diet, as is with all people with, autoimmune disorders.
I actually found another question here that we need to answer from Neil Malcolm. Hey, Carl, a while back, you posted about drinking a bunch of heavy cream. You stated the benefits of this, but I can't remember. Can you refresh me?
Oh, yeah. It tastes great. That's one of the first benefits of it. No, all of the early fathers of physical culture agreed that drinking heavy cream along with other raw dairy, and this is raw dairy, raw cream we're talking about, is a muscle builder. It'll help you stay leaner. But more importantly, in this day and age, having a lot of fat in the diet is a detoxifier because a lot of toxins in the body are attracted to fat. They're either going to be attracted to the fat in your body or in your digestive system. And I'd rather have it attracted to the fat in my digestive system and take the train out of the body. So fat is important, and it's important for the nervous system. I mean, it's just raw cream is just a great fat. It really is, especially, you know, we're talking about grass-fed, grass-pasture-fed cows here. And plus, it tastes great. I mean, I could drink a half gallon of it in an afternoon. It's that good. So that's it, I think, huh?
That's it.
Well, it's been a great week. We got a lot of great shows next week already brewing up. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio. Thank you for spreading the word to those of you who are sharing shows on. Oh, wait. We have to give a shout-out.
Okay.
Okay. There's a guy who lives in Finland.
Oh, yeah.
Charles Williams III and his girlfriend, Paulina Passi, P-A-S-S. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Thinking about it, he shares, he said he's been listening to the show since I used to do Off Topic. And now he's been listening to Superhuman Radio. I went to his wall. He shares our show all the time. It's like, listen to this, listen to that. And, so I said to him, how did you end up in Finland? He's his mom is Finnish, but he lived in California for a while. Well, he's a personal trainer there. Every one of his clients looks amazing. I mean, he's got to be doing, and plus, he looks amazing. The dude is like 230, 240 pounds, ripped to shreds. He looks fantastic. And his girl, he trains his girlfriend, Paulina Passi, and he trains another guy named Dario that looks amazing. I mean, a young guy who's a bodybuilder and probably has a career in bodybuilding, quickly ahead of him. So I wanted to give Charles a shout out. Paulina Passi, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, Paulina. I'm sorry if I'm not. A shout out. And thank you for bringing Superhuman Radio to Finland for us and sharing the word there.
Also, we wanted to give Walter Santoni a shout out.
Yeah.
Did I pronounce it
right? Yeah, no, Santoni. Yeah, Walter
He's
Santoni.
He's always saying that Casual Friday is his favorite show of the week. So yeah. I just wanted to give him a shout out and his girlfriend.
I'm going
to
try. I'm going to get tongue tied. Olia Michaela.
Okay.
I hope I did it right. I don't know if I did. But anyway, she, interestingly enough, she makes posing suits for figure and bikini competitors. And she's always saving pets, too. She saves dogs and cats, from what I understand, as well. So she's got a very, very busy time. And they run True Iron Nutrition and the True Iron Crew Facebook page also. So we have to thank them, too, for being avid listeners to the show.
And while we're giving shout-outs, how about Luke McMurray over in Australia?
Yes, Luke Mass McMurray.
Yeah, he posted a really nice post, which I don't think we even got to comment on because it was at a busy time, but about how much he likes the show, he and his girlfriend.
Yes, they have a group of supplement stores there in Australia. I wish I knew the name of them. I think they're called Mass. Maybe I'm wrong. Luke, if you email me, I will get it on next Casual Friday. We'll give your stores a plug. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, I'm done. It's the weekend. Have fun.
Bye.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Only you can give me stamina. Push the grip. I want me suck up. They just wanna run up. Music, you're the one I'm